Hello everybody, it's Father Jim again. I'm back again with you after the summer break. And I thought for the next few weeks I'd make a little comment at this programme about the Gospel of the following Sunday. So this Sunday, the 28th Sunday of the year, we're continuing with Luke's Gospel. Luke is a most wonderful portrait painter, picture painter, of various incidents in our Lord's ministry. And this Sunday, he's on the way to Jerusalem. And for St. Luke, our Lord's public ministry was a pilgrimage from Galilee up to Jerusalem. And we'll hear that on the last day before Palm Sunday, he was in Jericho being very busy. And then he set his face to Jerusalem and walked up the hill, that big long climb to the centre of history, which for St. Luke is the death and resurrection of Christ. And his Acts of the Apostles is really a pilgrimage from Jerusalem to Rome, which was the capital of the known part of the world in that area. But unlike some people who'd like to start at the centre and move outwards, convert the President, who'll convert the Senate, who'll convert the House of Representatives, and work downwards, our Lord always starts at the fringes. And he's happy to go anywhere, anytime, and he's always dealing with outsiders. So we find him on the borders of Samaria and Galilee. Well, that was fringe stuff. And we know he went to Samaria too. In John's Gospel, he should have crossed the east bank of the Jordan and not got contaminated with bad blood and bad influences in Samaria. But he always went out of bounds to find people. Well, as he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to meet him. They stood some way off. Now we have to remember that lepers were untouchable. They had to keep separate. They were considered cursed. Punishment for sin. And our Lord really should have gone to confession as far as the clean living clique went by associating with them. But they called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now as they were going away, they were cleansed. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. This man was a Samaritan. Oh, how surprising. Samaritan, if you please. This made Jesus say, "Weren't all 10 made clean? The other 9? Where are they?" It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner. And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Well, we note how grateful our Lord was for small mercies, that 1 out of 10 said thank you. And this must have touched him, because he was always the best at saying thank you. Our Lord's whole life was one litany of thanks. "I thank you, Father, for the work you've given me to do. I thank you for hearing my prayer. I thank you for the friends you've given to me. I thank you for the glory that you've given me before the world ever was." And he always thanked God before meals. We know at the Eucharist, as usual, he broke the bread, gave thanks, and gave it to them. Because our Lord is very easy to please, unlike most of us. He said, "If you've given a cup of water to anyone, he's thrilled." Well, normally we'd rather have gin and tonic or a large cup of coffee instead of a small one. So if we want to be like him, let's be extremely easy to please. I remember giving weekends for the 12-step program, one of the 12 steps each weekend. And at the end, most of them actually came from Glasgow, and they'd have what Glaswegians would call a gratitude meeting. Gratitude. And they'd go round, and each person, if they wished, was invited to express what they're grateful for. and I found it very moving. I suppose sobriety was the greatest thing day by day that they were grateful for. They were grateful for being lost but finally found. They were grateful for being alive. They were becoming grateful for their gifts, exceedingly grateful for the support in the group and for their friends. But we're not always very good at thanking people. I remember when I was training to be a priest in Rome, three old priests used to come out to stay for their holidays once a year, and there was one remarkable, lovely old priest, and I'd like to think I was growing up like him, but he used to say, thank you, open the door for it, thank you. It was charming, absolutely charming. He was so profoundly grateful for anything and everything. And that's very attractive. And so we're asked not to be hard taskmasters, but to be like the one leper who returned to give thanks. I thank you for the wonder of my being. I thank you for the work you've given me to do. I thank you for such gifts that I have. I thank you for being alive today. Some people would rather be living in the 15th century. Let's be grateful to be living today in a world that has so many gifts and so many problems. I thank you for the friends you've given to me. I thank you for the work you've given me to do. I thank you for such health as I have. But especially, I thank you for being me. Because each one of us is an original gift given to the world. And let's be open to people who want to thank us. Because they don't shout their words of thanks, but their smile will tell us that we are appreciated. And all of us need to be appreciated sometimes. So this leper made our Lord's day. Amen.